Sacrifice. To sacrifice is to give up something we value for the sake of something of greater worth. As Latter-day Saints, we have the opportunity to sacrifice worldly things for the Lord and His kingdom. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should be willing to make any sacrifice required by the Lord. If we were not required to make sacrifices, we would never be able to develop the faith necessary for eternal salvation. The atonement of Jesus Christ is the great and eternal sacrifice at the center of the gospel. See Alma chapter 34, verses 8 through 16. Before the Savior carried out the atonement, His covenant people sacrificed animals as a symbol of His sacrifice. This practice helped them look ahead to the atonement. See Moses chapter 5, verses 4 through 8. The command to offer animal sacrifices ended with the death of Jesus Christ. In the Church today, we partake of the sacrament in remembrance of the Savior's atoning sacrifice. In addition to remembering the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we are to offer our own sacrifice, a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Savior said, "Ye shall offer up unto me no more the shedding of blood. Yea, your sacrifices and your burnt offerings shall be done away. And ye shall offer for a sacrifice unto me a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And whoso cometh unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, him will I baptize with fire and with the Holy Ghost." 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 19 through 20. To have a broken heart and a contrite spirit is to be humble and receptive to the will of God and to the counsel of those He has called to lead His church. It also means to feel deep sorrow for sin and a sincere desire to repent. The prophet Lehi emphasized the importance of offering this sacrifice. "Behold, Christ offereth Himself a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law unto all those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and unto none else can the ends of the law be answered." 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7. If we do not offer this sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, we cannot fully receive the blessings that come through the atonement. If you are willing to sacrifice as the Lord has commanded, you will be accepted by Him. He taught, "All who know their hearts are honest and are broken, and their spirits contrite, and are willing to observe their covenants by sacrifice, yea, every sacrifice which I, the Lord, shall command, they are accepted of me." Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 8. With an eternal perspective, you can see that giving up the things of the world is really no sacrifice at all. The blessings you receive are greater than anything you ever give up. Additional references, Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 through 22, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 8. See also, Atonement of Jesus Christ, Love, Obedience, Repentance, Sacrament, Service.